Well, I refer to it as a concrete road, as different from an asphalt road. But a lot of people do say hardtop or the hard road. Yeah. Up in Illinois, Bloomington, Illinois, his sister lives over there. They refer to the hard road.
Is that right?
Yeah. From the back roads that aren't paved, see, going
well,
back to the corn.
Would they call an asphalt road a hard road too, or just a concrete road?
Well, it so happens they just, when they got good roads, they got concrete roads, right. And it was the hard road to them, see. So whether they had macadam or something like that, asphalt, what they would call that, I don't know. I imagine it would all still be the hard road because they didn't have to go through any mud and sink in it.
No.
It was hard enough to stay on it.
Well, what do you call a small country road off the main highway? How do you
call a lane?
Would you ever use the expression side road or?
Yeah. But in my mind, you take a lane off the main road when you describe how to get someplace to somebody after they get off the highway. Then you take a little lane going back here, or you could say side road, but lane would come into my mind.
Well, you say he must be doing pretty well because I saw him driving a new
car.
And then the longer, would you pronounce the longer word that means car?
Automobile.
And you say, which one of these sounds most natural to you? I went by car, I went in a car, I went on a car. Which one sounds?
I went by car, it seems like would be.
Somebody says, did Jim drive the car up? You say, no, I
drove it.
And you say, I've what his car many times.
I've driven his car many times.
And then the opposite of why. This road sure is
narrow.
And what do you call a ditch by the side of a road? You know,
that's a ditch to me, not a culvert.
Well, what about you? It's been raining a little bit, just enough to barely wet the road. So you better be careful. This road is
slippery.
Then
or slick.
Either one would.
Yeah. I'd say slippery offhand to me.
Well, now, do you ordinarily call what you might throw at a dog to chase him away a rock or a stone or what?
Rock.
Would you pronounce the animal, the name of the animal that I just mentioned?
Dog.
And you knock at somebody's door and nobody answers. You say, well, I guess they're not what?
They're not home.
Then if your wife cooks something, that calls for milk, say, and she said, we're out of milk, so I'll just have to make this, not with milk, but I want the pronunciation without milk. Would you say that for me?
Well, I just have to make it without milk.
And would you also pronounce the phrase with milk?
With milk.
What I was trying to get is the pronunciation of with. Whether you say with milk or with milk.
I see.
And which one sounds?
Well, I'd say with.